This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the Radio Park WRJN Newsroom with headlines, I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County man is facing charges after a long-running child sexual assault investigation. Deputies say Trevor G. Stratton is being held on a $10,000 cash bond. Allegations stretch back into the 1980s. Detectives also found he had worked at Shepherd's College in Union Grove, though a possible allegation involving a student there has not been confirmed. Most Kenosha County customers had their power back after Monday storms. Fewer than 100 outages remain. The city is also offering special storm debris pickup. Body camera video from Tony Romo's OWI arrest in Milwaukee County has been released. It shows him doing field sobriety tests after a traffic stop on I-43. Romo refused a breathalyzer during the incident. He was in town for the Wisconsin Amateur Championship Golf Tournament. The Senior Companion Program has a new executive director. Jamie Freeland says she wants to grow the Racine nonprofit and recruit more volunteers to visit older adults. Go deeper on this story and read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine County residents affected by April storms may still qualify for SBA disaster loans. The loans are separate from FEMA aid and can help cover losses not paid by insurance. And Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin says more veterans are using its Racine services. The group says 179 new veterans signed up this year. And that's your news headlines here on WRJN. Get news on demand anytime at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Dan Haney.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Wisconsin voters who've already returned their absentee ballots for the state's primary cannot void those and request a new ballot with accurate candidates listed. A judge made that ruling yesterday, dealing a blow to Democrats who filed a lawsuit to give voters a do-over because of the chaotic party primary in the governor's race. Two candidates were on those ballots who are no longer in the race, and another candidate who dropped out is now back in. The ruling is almost certain to be appealed, with voting already underway in the state's primary for governor. A new poll shows State Representative Francesca Hong widening her lead among Democrats vying to be Wisconsin's next governor. The Marquette University Law School poll released yesterday shows Hong with the support of 38% of Democratic voters, followed by former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes at 16%. It's the first poll taken since Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley re-entered the race earlier this month. Crowley came in with 7% support. Former Governor Evers cabinet member Joel Brennan and State Senator Kelda Royes both had 2% support, according to the poll. However, 34% of voters say they're still undecided ahead of the August 11th primary. A Wisconsin appeals court has overturned a ruling that restored collective bargaining power for many state workers. The 2011 anti-union law under Governor Scott Walker effectively ended most public employees' ability to bargain for wage increases and other issues. All five Democratic candidates for governor this year have vowed to repeal the law if elected. The primary is August 11th. Authorities have named the man shot and killed by a Wisconsin deputy in Adams County last Monday. Adams County Sheriff's deputies say 48-year-old Brian Conrad of Hancock was reported by neighbors to be going crazy and waving a gun. Authorities say Conrad refused multiple commands to drop the gun before walking into the road with the gun and turning toward a deputy. That officer fired a single shot, which killed Conrad. The investigation is ongoing. The sight of large men riding tiny bikes across Oneida Street in Green Bay can only mean one thing. Packers training camp has officially begun. The time-honored tradition where players and coaches team up with local kids and ride their bikes to the practice field has been going on at Lambeau Field since the 1950s. Nowadays, kids with disabilities can join the fun too, thanks to specially adapted bikes on hand at Lambeau. That was the kind of bike Jordan Love chose yesterday to cruise with a small companion over to Rainitsky Field. It was the first of three consecutive training camp days this week. After a day off on Saturday, the team will have three more public practices leading up to family night on August 7th. If you'd like to join the Rail Birds to watch the pack practice during training camp, you can find a complete list of practice dates at Packers.com. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has joined another multi-state coalition against the Trump administration. As Civic Media's James Kelly tells us, the issue is about clean drinking water.
According to a press release, the coalition has filed comments opposing a rollback on limits for certain kinds of PFAS in drinking water proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency. Those limits were adopted under the Safe Drinking Water Act, which passed around 2 years ago and gave the agency the authority to set national standards for chemicals and contaminants in the drinking water. The EPA proposal would eliminate that regulatory authority covering four specific types of PFAS chemicals, but does not affect the agency's national drinking water standards for two of the most common forms of the forever chemicals. The coalition is arguing that the proposal is illegal and arbitrary and ignores the years of research and analysis by the agency that went into establishing those limits. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
PFAS have been detected in more than 30% of tested public water systems in Wisconsin and numerous private well areas. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Contract time for Tucker Kraft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp is underway. Tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from surgery from a torn ACL, but says why it's in the best interest of the Packers to sign him to a new contract now.
I think the best chance for Green Bay to win a Lombardi is with me on the field as well. People in the front office telling me that and the importance of us getting this deal done in a timely fashion. I've said over and over again, like, I'm so grateful to be a part of this organization. And I would like to keep it that way.
Meanwhile, the Packers' other tight end, Luke Musgrave, is unable to practice.
We've always around here with head, necks, and hearts. It's a little bit more sensitive than some of the other injuries, right? You got to take that a little bit slower and make sure that what you know is what you know. And this is a neck injury, so we'll take our time and make sure we know what we know before we put it at any kind of risk.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. Baseball, the Brewers got clobbered in San Francisco 16-3. They play the Angels tomorrow night. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today, our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, will drop to 68 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, our high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.